Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into Odoo 19. It's the latest version of the ERP platform. Our mission really is to unpack what's strategically different compared to Odoo 18. We want to focus on the key things, the nuggets, that affect how you work and how you can scale later on. So what's really new, and maybe more importantly, why should you care?
Yeah, good question. Odoo 19 isn't like a total rebuild. Think of it more as a series of really precise, pretty impactful refinements. But the most transformative thing, and we should probably kick things off here, is artificial intelligence. It's not just some extra feature anymore. It's really becoming this kind of invisible assistant that's just woven right into how things work day to day.
Okay, invisible assistant. That sounds interesting. Let's dig into that a bit more. What does that actually mean for, you know, daily operations? How is AI baked into Odoo 19 now? It's more than just an add-on, you're saying.
Oh, yeah. It's a pretty fundamental shift. Odoo has introduced these things called AI agents. They basically act like personal assistants for your sales folks, your accounting teams. Imagine this. The system actually learns your patterns. It starts suggesting actions, automating those repetitive things like, say, drafting a sales quote or suggesting which invoices match up for reconciliation. It's really about letting your team focus on the higher value stuff, not just, you know, data entry.
That automation sounds incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
And it's not just for those structuring tasks, is it? I heard something about using natural language, AI-powered server actions. Can you, like, give an example of how someone might use that day to day?
Absolutely. So imagine just typing a simple sentence like, update all overdue invoices for John Smith to pending review and tell the sales manager. Before doing that, that would have been custom code or clicking through, you know, multiple steps. Now, Odoo's AI can actually understand that command. It triggers the whole complex workflow for you. You also get smart text fields in, like email composers that offer suggestions. Even the live chatbot is smarter. It can route chats to the right expert or, get this, create a lead from a chat in just one click. What's really cool here, I think, is how it makes the system easier to learn and use. It just feels more intuitive.
Okay, so besides the smart help, Odoo 19 is also just faster.
Yeah.
How did that play out day to day, especially if you're a business with like tons of data?
Yeah, it's a significant boost. We're talking numbers here. Back-end operations are up to 3 times faster, and websites, e-commerce pages, they can load up to 2.7 times faster. A lot of this is down to them moving to the Odoo Web Library OutWL, they call it. It's a more modern framework. Makes things snappy. There's also this new menu caching thing that shaves off up to 200 milliseconds on page loads. Strategically, this isn't just about saving a few seconds. It means the system is fundamentally more responsive. It can handle way more data without getting sluggish. So it directly impacts your ability to scale, right, without hitting those performance walls.
Right, right. And I guess even the UI tweaks, like the new Kanban look, dark mode, a better mobile version, it all feeds into that invisible assistant idea. It makes it feel smoother.
Exactly. Which brings us to another important point. How does Odoo 19 handle different types of businesses? It's definitely broadening its reach beyond just being a general ERP. It's offering more specialized setups now.
Oh, yeah, the industry templates. It's a pretty big deal, isn't it? Yeah. So they have setups for environmental agencies, bakeries, even personal trainers. So you get a starting point that's much closer to what you actually need, right? Less customization hassle.
Precisely. And significantly, there's a brand new dedicated ESG module that's environmental, social, and governance. And it's not just, you know, a checkbox. It automatically calculates carbon emissions using your invoice data. It has preloaded emission factors, so it gives you real insight into your environmental footprint. It helps you get ready for regulations like the EU's CSRD. That's the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive. Big one coming up for European companies.
Okay, so platform-wide stuff, industry stuff. But that invisible assistant idea, it's also in the nitty-gritty operational bits, too.
Mm-hmm.
Simplifying things, preventing mistakes.
Oh, definitely. A really big one is how they've combined units of measure, or UM, and packaging. It's now one single, simpler structure. Think about it. No more errors trying to sell a dozen eggs when your stock counts single eggs. Much cleaner. They've also added multi-level packaging, pack and pack, so you can track a pallet that holds cases, that hold individual items. Much better traceability, less room for human error.
Makes sense. And on the finance side,
mm-hmm.
I heard about mobile bank reconciliation and expense cards, like improving expenses right from your phone or reconciling bank stuff. Plus, those new virtual and physical expense cards must make tracking easier. And for collaboration, the role mentions, like typing out accounting to ping the whole team. That sounds handy. and live transcription in VoIP calls. Wow, no more missing key details from customer calls.
Yeah, exactly. So if you zoom out a bit, Odoo 19 feels like it's shifting. It's less about just broad tweaks and more about targeted innovation driven by AI, driven by compliance needs.
So for you listening, deciding whether to upgrade, it's a strategic call. It seems highly recommended if you deal with a lot of transactions, if you really need that automation boost to cut down manual work, or if those industry-specific features or compliance tools are key for you. But it's worth remembering it's not always just a simple plug-and-play switch.
Which raises a kind of follow-up question, doesn't it? How are these intelligent, proactive systems going to keep changing how we work? Will that invisible assistant just become, well, standard, something we expect, not something surprising?
Good question. Odoo 19 really feels like it's about moving towards a smarter, more proactive, maybe more resilient way to manage your business. Thanks for deep diving with us today.